Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here. The last several weeks I've been going through various premises of critical theory, describing them to you and demonstrating how they are antithetical to the gospel, because I think it's important that we understand what critical theory is, where it comes from, and how to talk about it from a Christian point of view, because it is a very influential way of thinking, especially when you look at our intellectual, academic, and media elite, and it has even infected most of politics. But this morning, rather than starting with the premise of the critical theory that I want to talk about today, I'm going to start with the gospel. Because, of course, today we open the Triodion, which signals that we are getting ready for Great Lent. And the first gospel reading that the church gives us as we begin our journey towards Lent is the publican and the Pharisee. And if we look at what the Pharisee says, the parable says he is guilty of exalting himself. But if you look at what he says and how he exalts himself, we see the danger of that exaltation, because he says, I am. God, thank you that I am not like other men. And for those of you who are familiar with the gospel according to St. John, ego eimi is a translation of the name of God given to Moses at the burning bush. In Greek, we have a couple of ways of saying it. On the icons of Christ, we see it as oon, which is means the one who is. In English, it's generally translated as I am that I am. And another way of translating in Greek is ego eimi, I am. And so here, this Pharisee, even though he is talking to God, he is claiming the name of God for himself. I am not like other men. I am not an extortioner. I am not unjust. I am not an adulterer. I'm not like this man over here. He is placing himself in that seat of judgment. He is taking away from God what rightly belongs to God. And this is why he will be humbled by God, because in comparison to God, of course, he is nothing but a creature and a sinful one at that. And this is why the tax collector, even though he is a symbol for all that is sinful in the Jewish world, because he acknowledges that fact, he acknowledges his place in relationship to God, God justifies him, makes him righteous, makes everything in his world right. Dikaiosyne. Well, the premise that I want to talk to you about today from critical theory is very similar to what the Pharisee does in his prayers. The premise is that lived experience is more important than objective evidence in understanding oppression. To give you a couple of quotes to illustrate this, the idea that objectivity is best reached only through rational thought is a specifically Western and masculine way of thinking. So in other words, that really only makes sense if you're white and if you're masculine. If you are an African-American woman, that objectivity and rational thought does not apply like it does to a white man. Another quote. There is no single, true, or all-encompassing description of oppression. It's different for everybody. It's different for every group. To live with equality in a diverse, pluralistic society, we have to accept the fact that all groups and individuals have a legitimate claim to what is true and real for them. My truth versus your truth. And when we are speaking about my truth, we are saying, I am. I am this particular group of people. I am virtuous because of these things that I do. I am not like those other men or those other people, because I am this other person and this other people. He's doing the same thing that the Pharisee is doing in his prayers. replacing God with your own life experience and saying that that life experience is more important than everybody else's life experience. So if I say I am a victim of oppression, despite the fact that I may be living in Manhattan in an apartment that has a rent of several hundred thousand dollars a year, it's my truth. In contrast to this, today we hear Paul telling us, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So pain, tragedy, these are all facts of life, especially when one tries to follow in the footsteps of Christ, who went to Golgotha for us. So we do not sit around and complain about how the world is oppressing us. We do not see ourselves as victims. Rather, we see ourselves as victors, following in the footsteps of the great conqueror of death and sin. That we see the suffering in the world and the suffering of ourselves as evidence not of victimhood, not of oppression, but of the reality of the fallen world that can and must be overcome through Christ. And this is why, despite the fact that by a wide margin, the most oppressed group of people in the entire world is Christian, you don't hear us complaining about it because we expect it. And oppression, victimhood, pain, that's not what makes us Christian. That's not what makes us great. What makes us great is God. And so we look at the world and we do see that pain and we do see that suffering. And yes, we even see oppression, but we look at it in the face with our heads held high. And we declare that Christ is risen. We declare that death has no sting. We declare that Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, and trust that the God who became incarnate for us, who went to the cross for us, will reach out his hand as he ascends into heaven after the resurrection and lift us up with him in the same way that he lifted up the publican after the publican said, have mercy on me, a sinner. And when we do that, when we understand this reality of the fallen world, of our own sin, of our need for God, goodness flows through the world because we are open to the reality of God in us. We are open to the Holy Spirit moving through us because we get out of the way so that God can move in us. And God being the source of all good, through us, goodness is able to spread throughout the world. If we are busy trying to declare my truth in saying that I am, and claiming Godhood for ourselves, we are denying the reality in our life. We are closing off our hearts to the possibility of the Holy Spirit moving through us. We move away from God and therefore actively prevent God working through us. So as the church says today, let us be like the publican. Let us beg for forgiveness. Let us understand that we are sinners. Let us get out of the way. Let us, our ego, get out of the way so that it is no longer my truth that reigns, but the truth, our Lord God and Savior Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages. Amen.